The final horn is blown and the fat lady is singing. But you're just tuning in?
Gee willikers, did I miss the match, eh?
Yes, but after every Southern California broadcast, Nick and Daryl are doing a little overtime of their own. It's Canes Talk, heard exclusively on 790 KABC, covering all things Canes and taking your calls at 800-ABC-KABC. That's 800-222-5222. Call in now with your thoughts and comments on tonight's game and be a part of the show. Canes Talk with Nick Nixon and Daryl Evans starts now.
Welcome back to Canes Talk. Daryl Evans along with Nick Nixon. We're at the Fantasy Sports Bar and Lounge, DraftKings Fantasy Sports Bar and Lounge, located in Staples Center. Disappointing result today for the Kings. They lost by a score of 5-3 against the Ottawa Senators. Two games against the Senators this year, identical scores, both 5-3 losses for the Kings. This is a game that the Kings led 3-1 and in the third period, and very uncustomary for the Kings to blow a third period lead. So tough one, but not too much time to think about this one. The Kings will play in Anaheim tomorrow. First game of five against the Ducks this season. Two teams will engage tomorrow. And then the Kings will be back here on Tuesday night. They'll take on the Dallas Stars. And Dallas Stars basically have led the West almost the entire first half of the season. The Chicago Blackhawks just passed them yesterday in the standings. Dallas does have a couple of games in hand, but Dallas struggling a little bit as of late. They'll be in San Jose tonight against the Sharks and then play here against the Kings on Tuesday. I think the big thing for the Kings in today's game was a little bit of a lapse. They gave up two goals in the 26-second period, and that turned the game in the favor of the Senators. A double minor penalty to Nick Shore led to a power play goal against, and that gave the Senators the life that they needed. There was no looking back. So four unanswered goals by the Senators. Erased a 3-1 lead by the Kings. And final score again this afternoon, the Ottawa Senators defeat the Los Angeles Kings by a score of 5-3. If you want to give us a call here, comment on today's game, what's going on with the Kings, the up-and-coming games in the schedule. Kings have a busy week. They're going to play six games in 9 days this week. Give us a call, 800-222-5222. That's 800-ABC-KABC. And we'll be glad to hear from you along the phone lines. We're going to go to Nick. Nick, you're on Kings Talk. What are your questions or comments tonight?
Yeah, gentlemen, the tough game tonight. I thought the D was a little shaky there with Erhoff with that first turnover. Doughty unable to clear it on that power play. And then Muzzin just kind of falling asleep on that one play. But, you know, you can't win them all. But what I wanted to talk about is Kopitar's contract, the specifics, and then just overall, I know Toffoli's coming up in a couple of years and just talking contracts and where the Kings are with the cap and, you know, what we're going to do with Lucic, whatnot, moving forward.
Well, you know, I think the Kings, they identified who their core players were going to be moving forward a few years ago. And I think when the Kings accomplished what they have since 2012, they identified Jonathan Quick was going to be their goaltender. They signed him to a 10-year deal. Today, they identify Anze Kopitar as being that guy. They want to have him remain a King basically the rest of his career, so he signs an 8-year deal. And with Drew Doughty's deal coming up in a few years, he'll be the defender that they identify. They also have a number of other players part of that core group, guys like Jeff Carter, who still have a number of years remaining on his contract. That contract was signed with the Philadelphia Flyers. Alec Martinez was signed to an extension. Jake Muzzin, they all have long-term deals. Dustin Brown, Marion Gabrick. So I think the Kings, you know, they're in a position right now. They're going to have to be some, you know, some questions answered. They have to identify the guys and prioritize who they want to sign moving forward. Milan Lucic, I would think, would be one of those guys. Now it's just a matter of are they going to have to shuffle the deck a little bit, move some pieces in order to fit him in. That'll be something that they'll discuss. You know, in the near future. But the priority here was to get Kopitar put together. They did that, and now they'll start focusing on the other things.
Nick, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. We talked about it with the insider John Rosen when he came on in the first intermission. With Kopitar now signing the 8-year deal, which kicks in next year, you'll look at those core pieces, and we talked about this during the game as well. Jonathan Quick is in year three of a 10-year deal that he signed in 2013. Brown, year two of an 8-year deal. Carter is in year five of an 11-year deal that he signed with Philadelphia. Gabrick, year two of a 7-year deal. Doughty is in year five of an 8-year deal. Martinez is in year one of a 6-year deal. Muzzin, year one of a 5-year deal. Kyle Clifford going on year one of a 5-year deal. So the guys who have been there, the core players, and even some of the support staff players that have helped the Kings to two Stanley Cups have been locked up and are locked up for a number of years. And I think, Darryl, it's no question that now, and Dean Lombardi told the insider John Rosen this earlier, now the focus is on Lucic and how you have to work it in. You might have to shed a contract somewhere down the road to look at the big picture, but it's not something that has to be done tomorrow because he doesn't become unrestricted until July 1st.
Yeah, and I think, you know, when you look at this season, the way it's going right now, everything's looking very bright, but you're not really going to be able to measure on how this season goes until what we see what the Kings do in the postseason. That's going to determine whether or not and who the Kings are going to kind of single out and who they're going to, move forward with. And I think postseason play is going to be a big factor in that. Not to say that it's going to go that long. It could happen before that. But I think that's going to have a determining factor as to where the Kings make those decisions on the players that they are going to be moving forward with.
All right. 800-222-5222. 800-ABC-KBC. Let's get you a trivia question to start off with. Ottawa's Bobby Ryan here today actually had a goal and an assist in that big third period. He was chosen second overall in the 2005 entry draft. Who was selected first that year? 800-222-5222. Let's go to Jeff in West Hills. Hi, Jeff. Welcome to King's Talk on KABC.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. I have a comment and a question. With respect to the comment, unfortunately, I think, the Kings really kind of beat themselves this game. Going into the third period, or having a 3-1 lead in the third period, it's tough to win games when you're going to give up a lead like that. With respect to the Kopitar contract, which you guys already kind of touched on, I think you have a chance to sign up a guy like that for long term. You got to do it. The guy's a franchise player. He helped the Kings win two Stanley Cups. The Kings probably don't win either cup without him. So you gotta do it. But my concern is, with the Kings handing out all these lucrative long term contracts, 5-6 years from now, are we going to have a bunch of 35, 36-year-old guys who are making a lot of money, who are not tradable, and, who have slowed down considerably and, who can't keep up with the pace of the NHL? And, as I said, you can't let Kopitar get away, but it's almost like the Kings are kind of mortgaging the future here a little bit, don't you think?
Yeah, and that's what you have to measure. And, the term, the length of contracts has been addressed now because the max the Kings could offer Kopitar or anybody else is 8 years. So you're not seeing those Ilya Kovalchuk deals that we saw a few years ago by the New Jersey Devils that circumvented the cap when they were front-loaded. And our understanding on this one is that it is front-loaded for Andrei Kopitar. But, yeah, it is a concern. And that's what management has to weigh, Jeff. You obviously, when you sign a player for, let's say in Kopitar's case, 8 years, you're hoping that he's still productive in year eight as much as he was in years one, two, and three. But if you don't offer him the long term, does he test the market to see what's out there, what's a better deal, and you might lose him? So that's where you have to kind of balance your negotiations from management side. Because Kopitar there would be a number of suitors out for him if he was available on the open market on July 1st. So, yeah, I mean, every team has to go through it. You know, Taves and Kane got the long-term deals last year. Are they going to be as productive at the end of theirs? Yeah, it's what it is. I mean, I think that's the best way you can describe it. It's what you have to work with, and sometimes there's give and take, and that's part of the give. You give the term to make sure you can lock up the player like a Kopitar franchise player.
Now, that's the landscape that's been created by the National Hockey League. You know, with the length of the contracts, the amount of money that you can put out, player can only make 20% of your salary cap, so you have to mix that money up. And I think when you look at the Kings' standpoint, they've got a number of guys that fall into that category, partly because of what they've accomplished. And a lot of these guys were key parts in the puzzle when the Kings won their first two cups. And I think the Kings legitimately believe that they still contend for a cup right now with the people that they have in place. And with the guys that they've locked up to, let's say, five-year contracts or better, they feel that all those guys are going to be contributing factors moving forward. So, you know, you have to trust in what you believe in. And I think that's why management, you know, they make the decision to go this way and lock up the other guys. Make some of the other decisions a little bit difficult. Sometimes you lose a couple of pieces of the puzzle that, you know, you're not able to keep. But that's part of the game, and it's the same part for everybody else. Everybody gets into this predicament at some time or another, especially when you've had success and win.
Yeah, and Jeff, we're seeing that. I mean, look at the cap issues, contract issues Chicago has had really since 2010 when they won their first cup and they had to get rid of half of their players because they couldn't fit it under the cap. And the Kings have had almost as much success as Chicago, and they're going through the same thing. How to keep, and you have to identify the players you want to keep, and then how do you lock them up? It's not easy, and I'm sure going forward the Kings are going to have to part ways with maybe some younger players or some role players, some depth players that they have now that they would not like to get rid of, but you've got to make it all work. Jeff, before you go, Bobby Ryan was selected second overall in the 2005 entry draft. He was taken by Anaheim. Who was first that year?
My recollection is that was the year when Sidney Crosby was picked, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, you are not mistaken. You are absolutely right. So, Jeff, stay on the line and give the guys your address. We'll get you Bailey's Best of Popcornopolis gift basket. All right, we're here at the DraftKings Fantasy Sports Bar and Lounge, our new home, 222-5222, 800-ABC-KBC. Give us a call. Ottawa wins it here today 5-3. They beat the Kings in Ottawa last month 5-3. Twice this year, the Kings have given up four goals in one period. Today and in Ottawa in the second period back in December. All right, we'll take a break. Back with more of your calls after this. Talk Radio 790, Kings Talk. We'll be back.
I'm still writing 2015 on all my checks to the Pilates studio.
Your top reasons to visit Morongo.
Make 2016 sizzle at Potrero Canyon's Friday Ribeye Buffet.
Number two.
Mystery bonus Thursdays. Lots of winners and two players are guaranteed to win $10,000.
And the number one reason to go to Morongo Casino Resort and Spa this week.
You could win a Cadillac XTS sedan every Sunday in January.
Morongo. Good times.
Do you have trouble getting a good night's sleep? Most adults do for one reason or another, and I was no different until I found my pillow, and I've never slept better. If you've got back or neck pain, if you suffer from insomnia, if you snore, do what I did, get a MyPillow. It's made in the USA, it's machine washable and dryable, and it comes with a 10-year warranty. And if it's not the best night's sleep you've ever had, you've got 60 days to return it for a full refund. But don't just take my word for it. MyPillow was just selected as the official pillow of the National Sleep Foundation. So MyPillow is making their biggest offer in history. Listen to this, buy any MyPillow at the regular price, and you'll receive a second MyPillow absolutely free. Just use discount code KINGS at checkout, and you'll also receive an unprecedented 50% off everything on the MyPillow.com site. Find out what more than 4 million people, including me, Nick Nixon, already know. MyPillow, the best night's sleep you've ever had. Guaranteed. And remember, use the discount code KINGS at MyPillow.com.
Hello?
Hi, Jenny. I'm a helpful Southern California Honda person, and I'm calling to give you a...
Random act of helpfulness.
Oh, my goodness.
We heard your son is getting ready to go to college.
Yeah, I hate to brag, but he's a really good kid. He's got a 4.0 GPA, and he's in music and leadership.
He must be applying to some good schools. How much are the applications?
They're like $55 to $80, and then some of the private colleges are like $90.
Ooh, that'll add up fast. Well, the Southern California Honda dealers want to help. We're going to pay for all of your son's applications.
That would be so awesome.
And we'll send him on a trip anywhere in the country to visit his top school.
I'm going to cry. Thank you so much.
Today, we helped a college dream come true. And we can help you any day with a great deal on a reliable, award-winning Honda, like the Civic, the best-selling car in California. Visit SoCalHondaDealers.com to find the helpful Honda dealer near you. Jenny was randomly selected and paid to be on the radio. Based on IHS Automotive, Pro California, new total registrations for year-to-date August 2015.
City Loan has been helping people just like you for over 25 years. If you need $3,000 or more and own the title to your vehicle, call 877-CASH-SOS. Our friendly staff will get you your money fast, and your information is always kept confidential. Speed and trust, that's the City Loan difference. At City Loan, we work with you, not against you, and we don't judge. Give us a call or visit cityloan.com today.
Loans made pursuant to the California Department of Business Oversight Finance Lenders License.
Let City Loan ease your financial stress. Call 877-CASH-SOS.
We already have the best deals on hardwood flooring, but those deals just got even better at Lumber Liquidators' January flooring sale. Right now, you can get 20% off our already low prices on our thickest and best laminate. And our natural maple laminate is an unbeatable 49 cents. That's 50% off. Or get beautiful Bellawood 3/4 inch solid prefinished Brazilian Koa at 40% off. Gorgeous engineered hardwood like gunstock oak up to 50% off. Plus, get more great deals starting at just 59 cents and get special financing. Hurry before these deals are gone. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
For over 75 years, GEICO's been about consistency, as in we've consistently helped people save money on their car insurance. And to prove it, we'll air one of our first radio commercials from over 75 years ago.
At GEICO, we're all about consistency, as in we consistently help people save money on their car insurance. To prove it, you can call GEICO. Call us today, call us tomorrow, call us 75 years from now.
That was way more consistent than I expected.
GEICO, saving people money for over 75 years.
We are all kings, and we can all talk.
Well, most of us anyway. Call Nick and Daryl now at 800-ABC-KABC. That's
800-222-5222.
Or 5-goo-goo-goo to you, little fella.
Here at the DraftKings Fantasy Sports Bar and Lounge. 5-3 Ottawa. The Kings are back to work tomorrow night as they start the freeway face-off series. The first of five games this season with Anaheim. Kind of a quirk in the schedule that these two division rivals have yet to play this year. 6 o'clock face-off time. Our coverage 5:30 with the pregame here on your home for the Kings. Talk Radio 790 KBC. We've already had one winner of Bailey's Best of Popcornopolis gift basket. The gift basket filled with all of your game time favorites, such as the world-famous caramel, cheddar cheese, cinnamon toast, kettle corn, and, of course, Bailey's favorite, zebra. Each flavor handcrafted one batch at a time, using only the finest and freshest ingredients. And if you win it, we'll get it to you ASAP. Be sure to visit popcornopolis.com for store locations and delicious gifts for every budget. Christian Collins helping us out gave us this note that the last two home losses since November 10th, the Kings have led 3-1 in both games and lost both 5-3. December 22nd, San Jose here, and of course today. So trying to hold on to leads, the Kings will try to address that. All right, back to the phones and a second question for you. Let's throw this one out there. Who is the youngest player in NHL history to lead the league in scoring? Who is the youngest player in NHL history to lead the league in scoring? 800-222-5222. Let's go to Tony in Huntington Beach. Hi, Tony. Welcome to King's Talk.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking the call. Obviously, a rough game tonight. You know, I don't know if I'm quite ready to sell the farm. I wanted to get your guys' thoughts on that interference call on on Nolan in the second there when we kind of had him hemmed up, made wholesale changes. Want to get your thoughts on that. And also, like, obviously the Kings haven't really changed their style being a puck possession team at all, but how do they address that, you know, giving up those third period leads? It seems like they're doing that more than ever. I remember when Terry Murray, you know, kind of at the end of his tenure, I think we went like 40 or 50 games or something ridiculous like that without giving up third period leads. So just want to get your guys' thoughts on that.
All right. Well, thanks, Tony. Well, we thought it was the play where Brown had the puck deep in the Ottawa zone. He was trying to curl to the circle, and he got open, and right before he was going to shoot, the whistle blew. It certainly from upstairs looked like a pick to us. And then, you know, talking about penalties, you never like to see a team take penalties in the attacking zone. And Nick Shore, the double minor, taken in the Ottawa zone, which led to the eventual game-winning goal. So I think Darryl would agree with me. You know, that was kind of a pick interference on Jordan Nolan on that particular play.
Yeah, no doubt about it. You know, the offensive player is always going to be called for that when you're trying to create that space in the offensive zone. It gets called against the Kings. It gets called for the Kings. And, you know, you talk about, Tony, the Kings blowing third period leads when they've gone into the third period with a lead. The record going into today's game leading in the third period was 17-2. So they're now 17-3. That means they've won 85% of the games that they've gone into the third period with a lead. Not a bad number. Yeah, they went through a bigger stretch a number of years ago, but you got to remember the game is a little bit different now because of the way the penalties are being called, the speed of the game, the pace of the game. Referees aren't afraid to make those calls. So you've seen a lot more power plays in the third period than we used to see as well. And if you look at it, I think that was one of the things where there was a factor in today's game in the third period.
All right, Tony, thanks for the call. Our second question, here you go, my friend. Who was the youngest player in NHL history to lead the league in scoring? Any idea?
You know, it can't be, once again, Sid the Crybaby Kid in 09, could it?
What is your guess, sir?
Sid the Crybaby Kid Crosby.
Yeah, you're right, yeah. I thought I was going to get you thinking in a different way. Back-to-back, Sidney Crosby answers today on King's Talk. Yeah, he had 120 points in the 06-07 season at the age of 19 years and 8 months. Wayne Gretzky, second youngest. Gordie Howe, the third youngest. Then Bobby Hull, Bobby Orr, Brian Trottier, Yager, and Ovechkin and Malkin were 22 when they won a scoring title. So, Tony, stay on the line. Give the guys your address, and we'll get you Bailey's Best of Pop Chronopolis gift basket as well. Arizona lost 2-0. New Jersey shut them out in Glendale, Arizona, so the Kings are still 8 points up on the Coyotes. San Jose is in third place, and San Jose will host the Dallas Stars tonight. Dallas will be here on Tuesday. All right, 800-222-5222. We're here at the DraftKings Fantasy Sports Bar and Lounge at Staples Center. And we have a gentleman joining us here now. Hello there. What is your name?
Yep.
A lot of noise going
Augie.
On. Hi, Augie. How are you?
Okay, so here's my question. I mean, wonderful the Kings signed Kopitar and got all that done. But how does Kopitar's contract affect the future regarding Lucic and, of course, Tanner Pearson and Tyler Toffoli down the line as far as the amount of money it's going to take to keep all those core players?
Well, that's the challenge you face right now. And I think you look at what happened to Chicago after last year. They had to part ways with some of their core players. One of them would be Patrick Sharp. The other would be Johnny Oduya.
Dustin Byfuglien
going back to 2010. So it is a challenge. And I would not be surprised if the Kings found themselves maybe as soon as this summer in a case where projecting out what the cap is going to be going forward, which is always tough to do, that they may feel that they're going to have to move perhaps one of those players that we're looking at to build around for a number of years, the younger players. You mentioned Pearson. Toffoli's got just signed a 2-year deal. They'll have to redo him. If he's going to score 30, 35 goals a year, you know what he's going to want. So it would shock me that the Kings would be able to keep everybody they wanted to going forward from this point, based on what we have on the roster right now. Fair enough? Okay. All right. Thanks for stopping by. 800-222-5222. Let's go to Michael at the game here this afternoon. Welcome to King's Talk, Michael. What's up?
Yeah, it seems like that these afternoon games are really tough.
We have
on
Michael
the
there? Yeah, okay, go ahead, Michael.
Yeah, it seems like these afternoon games are really tough on the team, especially the defensemen. Can you tell me why that might be a problem?
I don't know. I'd have to look at the record, but the Kings, I think, have at least three wins in afternoon games this year. They've played four or five this year. You know, today, the up-ice pressure by Ottawa, at times, they were relentless. Puck management by the Kings, they had opportunities to clear when they didn't. Doughty, at the end of that power play, had a chance, a great job. I think it was Mahalik. He jumped up to keep it in. And then they wind up scoring the goal 10 seconds later. So, puck management issues, handling the pressure of the forecheck, a couple of the issues. And, of course, untimely penalties. Like we said, that double minor for high sticking to Nick Shore, you know, gave Ottawa the opportunity to get the lead, and they got it.
Yeah, and I don't think, you know, looking at an afternoon game, I don't think it affects players by position. It affects the entire team. There's definitely a different energy in the afternoon as opposed to a night game. You also look at different parts of the game, and I know the score at that time was 2-1, but if Tyler Toffoli scores on his penalty shot, we might be looking at a different result because Ottawa just come in and scored. If the Kings had answered right back and scored, recaptured that lead, Ottawa might have been deflated because of that. But they were able to hang around, and you know we've seen that happen with the Kings on a number of occasions. Kings have outplayed teams, dominated on the shot clock, dominated on a shot attempts, puck possession, but they haven't been able to put that team away by opening up a big enough lead. Not to say that a two-goal lead in the third period shouldn't be big enough for the Kings team, but timely goals, when you get those goals, and Ottawa was able to hang around today, so they found a way to be able to get some points out of a game that they were really not much involved in for the first couple of periods.
All right, Michael, thanks for the call. 800-222-5222 and 800-ABC-KABC. Here's some post-game quotes from Andrei Kopitar on finalizing his contract extension. Quoting from Kopitar now, "It's obviously a great feeling, and knowing that I can be part of this team for years to come now, it's something that I've expressed throughout the process, that I'd like to stay here, and as soon as it's finalized, obviously some sort of relief and a very nice feeling." Again, quoting from Kopitar, "I didn't really have any doubts. I didn't know, but I was hoping that it was going to get done, and I was leaning towards getting it done, then doubting it, so I never really thought that far. On whether it served as a distraction, maybe early on, because I was probably thinking too much when it's going to be done and how it's going to be done, but I just put it aside and hoped eventually it was going to get resolved. It's a business, and sometimes things like that drag on a little bit longer than you'd like, but it's nice to have it finalized." And, of course, Dave Taylor played the most seasons as a King, 17. And now with the current contracts of Dustin Brown, Brown signed his deal a couple of years ago, and now Andrei Kopitar with his new eight-year deal, if they play the entire length of the contract, both players will have 18 years with the Kings. That's looking ahead. So that Dave Taylor record in the Kings record book could be in jeopardy going forward. So anyway, all right, 800-222-5222. We're here at the DraftKings Fantasy Sports Bar and Lounge. Ottawa over the Kings 5-3 to end the homestand, but don't worry, two home games coming up this week. Dallas Stars will be here on Tuesday night, Minnesota on Thursday, but now the Kings focus on Anaheim tomorrow at Honda Center at 6 o'clock. All right, we'll reload with a new question. We've had two winners, and I guarantee you this will not be a question where the answer is Sidney Crosby. 800-222-5222, Kings Talk, KBC, home of the Kings. We'll be right back.
Hello.
Hi, Jeff. I'm a helpful Southern California Honda person, and I'm calling to give you a random act of helpfulness.
Wow, that is awesome.
We heard you're a softball coach.
I've got three teams, and our primary objective is to help them attain scholarships through softball. We've helped over 100 girls get into college.
That's amazing. But your pitching machine is broken?
Yeah, every time we try to take it in, they're just saying that it can't be fixed.
Well, the Southern California Honda dealers want to help. We're going to get you a brand new pitching machine.
Oh, my goodness. That is really cool. Oh, wow. I was not expecting that.
Today, we helped a coach help his team. And we can help you any day with a great deal on an award-winning Honda, like the Accord, the best-selling midsize car in California. Visit SoCalHondaDealers.com to find the helpful Honda dealer near you. Jeff was randomly selected and paid to be on the radio. Based on IHS Automotive Polk California new retail non-luxury traditional midsize car registrations for year-to-date August 2015.
Hollywood Park Casino's ultimate game day party is the big one. Over 15,000 in cash prizes, buffet, and a special appearance by Marcellus Wiley. The ultimate game day party, February 7th, only at Hollywood Park Casino. Get your game on. 21 and over. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm still writing 2015 on all my checks to the Pilates studio.
Your top reasons to visit Morongo.
Make 2016 sizzle at Potrero Canyon's Friday Ribeye Buffet. Mmm.
Number two.
Mystery bonus Thursdays. Lots of winners and two players are guaranteed to win $10,000.
And the number one reason to go to Morongo Casino Resort and Spa this week.
You could win a Cadillac XTS sedan every Sunday in January.
Morongo. Good time.
City Loan has been helping people just like you for over 25 years. If you need $3,000 or more and own the title to your vehicle, call 877-CASH-SOS. Our friendly staff will get you your money fast, and your information is always kept confidential. Speed and trust, that's the City Loan difference. At City Loan, we work with you, not against you, and we don't judge. Give us a call or visit cityloan.com today.
Loans made pursuant to the California Department of Business Oversight Finance Lender's License.
Let City Loan ease your financial stress. Call 877-CASH-SOS.
No.
Hi, Florence. I'm a helpful Southern California Honda person, and I'm calling to give you a random act of helpfulness.
Thank you.
We heard your brother's garage door is broken.
Oh, yeah. It takes two people to open it. Most of the time, the wheels come off of the track. It just falls straight down.
Oh, that's annoying. Not to mention dangerous.
Usually, you just go around the backyard and climb through the garage window.
Well, the Southern California Honda dealers want to help. We're going to get your brother a brand new garage door.
That's why I called you. I've been seeing it on TV, and you're the only ones I thought of that could help.
I'm glad we could.
Thank you. And I appreciate everything you guys do.
Today, we helped do some heavy lifting, and we can help you any day with a great deal on a reliable, award-winning Honda, like the CR-V, the best-selling SUV in America. Visit SoCalHondaDealers.com to find the helpful Honda dealer near you. Florence was randomly selected and paid to be on the radio based on IHS Automotive Polk US new retail registrations for year-to-date August 2015.
Get your hands-free device, lower your radio, and give us a buzz. Not necessarily in that order. 800-ABC-KABC. That's 800-222-5222. It's King's Talk with Nick and Daryl.
All right, back here at the DraftKings Fantasy Sports Bar and Lounge. Ottawa over the Kings by a score of 5-3. We mentioned the other afternoon games. New Jersey shut out Arizona 2-0. The Rangers won in a shootout at Philadelphia 3-2. Games underway now. 1-1 first period, Toronto-Boston. End of one, Buffalo leading Washington 2-0. Columbus has a 1-0 lead end of one against Colorado, and the Blues with a 1-0 lead against Montreal. That game in St. Louis late first period. Later on, Minnesota at Nashville, Calgary at Edmonton, Dallas at San Jose. Dallas will be here on Tuesday. Minnesota will be here on Thursday. All right, let's get you another question. 800-222-5222. Who was the first NHL player whose father scored 50 goals in an NHL season? First NHL player whose dad scored 50 goals in an NHL season. And before, well, let's go to Linda right now. Linda in West LA, thanks for being patient. You're next up on King's Talk on KABC. Hi, Linda.
Hi, how are you?
Good, thank you.
Well, I'm sure my guess is wrong, but I guess I'll have to toss it out when that's Brett Hull.
That's a good guess. No. Bobby Hull obviously did score 50 goals, Brett's dad, but he was not the first.
Okay. My comments were that, you know, obviously, you know, who can be happy with our third period collapse? I was there at the game, and it just seemed like we were coughing everything up. We couldn't hold on to the puck even for a moment. So I knew it would be a disaster when we pulled our goalie. But, you know, I mean, half of the teams in the league lose every night, and half the ones that play, I should say, and we can't win every game as much as we'd like. So if you have to have a happy thing out of this, at least I did, when I was in line behind these two people who were wearing these beautiful throwback Ottawa jerseys, and so I started talking to them. And they were the parents of Mark Borowiecki.
Borowiecki, yeah, yeah.
Okay. I'd never heard of him before, so I was unfamiliar. So I was asking him, they seemed really nice people. And they were, I was saying, well, maybe he'll score tonight. And they said, oh, no, he's a defenseman. He really doesn't score. And he's, you know, I guess it's only his second season really playing. And he's, I mean, for full time in the NHL. And what do you know? He scores.
Yeah, he got the empty netter. He wasn't trying to score.
That was a beauty.
He picked the low right corner, didn't he?
Of the glass.
For them to come all the way from Ottawa to see this game, and for them to see his their son score his first, I think his first NHL goal.
First this season, yeah. I'd have to look. I don't think it was his first NHL goal, but his first this season. Yeah, we'll double check that.
If they have any happy thing out of it, you know, happy to them.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. Did you give me a guess, Linda? You did, right? You said Brett Hull.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Daryl's putting up three fingers, so I'm going to say third NHL goal. Does that make sense?
That's correct.
Okay.
Yep.
I can read your beautifully.
I can read my fingers.
Some more post-game quotes from head coach Daryl Sutter on the game. First off, we were lucky to ever have had the lead in the game. We had a lot of guys playing shinny out there. We've been playing sloppy for quite a few games now. We used fatigue as an excuse the last three or four games. We didn't get much from top to bottom today. So wasn't a typical Kings-style game in the eyes of head coach Daryl Sutter. On Kopitar's contract, this again quoting the coach, it wasn't breaking news. Bottom line, guys like Kopitar, the best years are in front of him. Guys get rewarded for winning Stanley Cups. When they're with one franchise for that period of time, when you've won cups, everyone's looking forward to the next part with him. He's worth every penny. You win championships with players like that. Very clear, he's worth every penny. Again, Andrei Kopitar, it was announced around 11:30 today by the Kings, signing an 8-year contract extension worth reportedly a total of $80 million. So the cap hit will be $10 million a year going forward. And we understand from the insider John Rosen it's front loaded, so he will get quite a bit more money in the first few years than he will towards the end of it. So that is done, and now the Kings move on, and we'll see what develops with negotiations. And Milan Lucic, who's playing well, Daryl, nice assist here today, and you brought it out during the broadcast. You talk about Lucic, tough guy, front of the net, getting rebound goals, things like that, but he's proven to be a pretty good playmaker.
Yeah, he's got actually soft hands for a guy that plays the style of hockey that he does. The pass that he made tonight to Tyler Toffoli, great patience hanging on to the puck, and because of his physicality, he's got the ability to be able to absorb a hit in order to make a play, and a lot more subtle with the puck, I think, than a lot of people, including myself, anticipated. I think everybody just thought he's a player that goes to the top of the crease, bangs and crashes, and he picks up his points in that area. But he's picked up some points around the perimeter. He's comfortable with the puck, and I think he's done a great job at adjusting, playing with both Kopitar and Toffoli, a little bit more with familiar with Toffoli. He played with him alongside him with Carter as well. So he's fitting in well, and again, a tough decision for the Kings moving forward, because what he's showing so far in the first half of this season, definitely a player you want to move forward with, especially because of his age.
800-222-5222, Kings Talk. Ottawa wins here today 5-3. Next home game Tuesday with Dallas. It will be tomorrow's our first game of the season with Anaheim, a division rival. Tuesday will be the first of three games with Dallas. They kind of slacked off a bit after that red-hot start, playing just .500 the last month or so. Dallas now in second place. Chicago has won 10 straight, by the way, and want to congratulate Joel Quenneville. He passed Al Arbor into second on the all-time games coached win list. And next up, Scotty Bowman. He's got about 450 to go to catch Scotty, but who knows?
So what you're saying, there's a chance.
There's a chance, yes. I'm saying there's a chance. 800-222-5222. Let's go to Long Beach. Salvador is next up on the show. Hello there, sir.
Yeah,
welcome.
Yeah, hi, hi, Daryl and Nick. My question for you guys is what will it take for the Kings to make it deep into a playoff run and hopefully be hoisting the Stanley Cup at the end of the season?
Well, I think, Salvador, you got to get to the postseason first. I think because of the way the Kings play the game, they are well-versed in playing in playoff hockey, but it's not going to be an easy task getting there. They've got to, you know, a lot of home games the rest of this month, and then they've got a seven-game road trip at the beginning of February. That's going to kind of be a little bit of a telltale, so they got to continue to keep their head above water. They also have five games against Anaheim, three against Dallas, and these are teams that are kind of going to be in the mix, and probably a couple of teams, if you look back at the beginning of the season, you would have anticipated Kings would have to play in the playoffs. The Chicago Blackhawks, they're playing some of their best hockey right now. They've won three Stanley Cups over the last little bit, so the Kings are going to have to go through there as well. So I would like to see the Kings maybe acquire one more veteran defenseman getting ready. But aside from that, I think if the Kings are a healthy club, starting from the goal out, they match up against anybody.
Okay, cool. Thank you.
All right, Salvador, before you go, here's a crack at our Popcornopolis. Who was the first NHL player whose father scored 50 goals in an NHL season? Brett Hull was a great guess. Incorrect. Do you have a guess?
I want to go with Stefan Matteau Jr.'s dad, Stefan Matteau, who played with the Rangers.
Yeah.
And won the Stanley Cup.
Yeah. Incorrect. I don't know if Stefan Matteau ever had 50 goals in a season. I know he might have come close, but that's incorrect, but a good guess. Thanks, Salvador. Appreciate it. We're here at the DraftKings Fantasy Sports Bar and Lounge. Gentlemen with us. Hello there, sir. What's your name?
Hey, Nick, it's your friend, Sean from La Habra.
Sean from La Habra. How are you?
Doing good. Just a little disappointed about the outcome of today's game. But I'll be at the game tomorrow night. I just want to know, will we see Enroth in goal since we saw a quick play tonight? And obviously, when Jeff Carter got the high stick, I thought that should have been a penalty.
Yeah, they missed that one. The player that for Ottawa that was clearing the puck, his follow-through clipped Carter, as Daryl noticed on one of the replays. If they see it, they're probably going to call it, but sometimes those penalties don't get seen, so obviously they don't get called. Going to be interesting, you know, division game, big rivalry game tomorrow, first game of the year. It wouldn't shock me to see Quick play again tomorrow.
No, especially because the Kings have been off all week. Had it been at the end of the week, next week, in the back-to-back situation, I think a better chance we're going to see Enroth in one of those two games as opposed to this one. But again, looking how important the games are and feeling that Quick is rested, even though the shot total at the end of the game looked like he had a lot of shots, first two periods he really didn't have a lot of work. The third period, a little bit more puck action coming up, but there wasn't a lot of traffic, not a lot of banging and crashing, and there wasn't a lot of second and third shots on sequences. So he's fresh and ready to go in my mind.
All right, Sean, who was the first NHL player whose father scored 50 goals in a season? It's not Stefan Matteau. It's not Brett Hull. Who is it?
Mike Bossy. Hello?
Give me your guess again.
Mike Bossy?
Mike Bossy. No, Mike Bossy did not have a son or a dad that played in the NHL. All right, we're at the end of the show. We've got to say goodnight. Who was the first NHL player whose father scored 50 goals in an NHL season? Bernie Jeffrion was the dad. Danny Jeffrion was the son. Bernie had 50 goals for Montreal in 1960-61. Our thanks to the Ice Crew ladies for helping out, Kendall and Courtney, today. Thank you. Colin Yee, Jose Fernandez back at the station. On site, John Traconis, Christian Collins. We'll talk to you tomorrow, 5:30 pregame, 6 o'clock play-by-play, the Kings and the Ducks. For Darrell Evans, Nick Nixon saying so long and good night. Senators win it today, 5-3. So long, everybody.
The Kings are on a mission to reclaim their throne.
Kopitar wins the draw. Muzzin pulls the trigger on a shot. He scores!
Don't miss a second of the action as the Kings go for their third cup in 5 years.
Defaulted to the net, shoots, scores!
Kings, Ducks, Sunday at 5:30 on your home for Kings Hockey, 790 KABC.